Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Are penalty points a deterrent? Is there still a fear of penalty points? I want to hear from listeners today about this because you heard Eamon mention the latest road incidents that have happened, road deaths, also the death of four more people on the roads even in the past 4 days. That now has sparked these calls for tougher sanctions, really, and to try and bring back that fear of penalty points. Take a listen to the Vice President of the Irish Road Victims Association, Leo Leggio, who was speaking about this on Breakfast earlier.
I'd like to see double penalty points brought in immediately for all offences, both for the speeding, drink driving and holding mobile phones. People just, they don't have the fear anymore that they had when penalty points were first brought in, and they need to get that fear of losing their car again before they're going to slow down or stop using that phone. I want to see the Gardaí equipped with all the equipment that they need to put an end to this carnage. And it's just so sad to see that a third of all the deaths have been young people. So why can't we put speed limiters should be in all cars, basically, and alcohol interlocking devices fitted to all cars. The technology is out there and there's so much that can be done and it's not being done.
Loads of suggestions, ideas, potential proposals there from Leo Leggio. It's 1800 453 106 is the number. Nikki is with us on the line. Nikki, has the fear of getting penalty points, is that fear gone?
Definitely, I think. So this is something that's very passionate to me. It very annoys me because when I'm in the car, I have three small children in the car with me. I don't want anyone to crash into me. And I really don't want them to see any like crashes either, if I'm being perfectly honest. Penalty points are not... People don't care now. I watched the RTE programme where people were like told to surrender their licences and only 20% did it. Like, people don't care. People get in their cars and treat them like indestructible boxes and they think they're the next Lewis Hamilton or Michael Schumacher. And let me tell you, they're not. And it's really quite annoying. Like, I'm very lucky and fortunate that I've not had anyone severely injured or died from car accident. But I see it in the news every day and I think people are a bit numb to it, if I'm perfectly honest. I think they're numb to, oh, there's another road death today. Like, today it was a motorcyclist, or yesterday I should say. Yeah. And I hope he rests in peace, but it's really sad that it happened.
I know.
And there's a road outside my house, for example, right? In the last year I've seen four upside down cars because they've taken bends too fast. They can't drive their car properly. And I think, honestly, it needs to be harsh, and I do mean the word harsh, penalties. It shouldn't just be, oh, there's a few extra points on your license, get in your car and off you go. No, I think it should be a fine, and I think it should be proportional to income, like maybe 10% after tax is what the fine that you get.
Right. Because there is a fine and points. Yeah, we have the fine and the points, but you think it should be linked to your income, like a really tough sanction.
A tough sanction. I think it should be tough sanctions at this point because people are just taking the utter mick. They're not caring when they get in their car. And for anyone, it's like, oh, I'm speeding because I'm late for an appointment. If your appointment was that important, leave earlier. Whatever it is, leave earlier. Okay? Just leave earlier or be late and accept being late. Like, that's also another option. I do think there is times where you can speed, and that's when it's in a medical emergency. Like, for myself, my husband had to speed to get me to hospital because I was losing a lot of blood, and he was told by the hospital, get me there as quick as possible. Now, the guard stopped us because my husband was speeding, and then they gave us a blue light escort to the hospital and made sure that I was okay. I think there is times where speeding is okay when it's to save someone's life. I do not think that everyone... I'm speeding to go to the grocery store. I'm speeding to go pick up my son from school. You should have left earlier to go get your son from school. Like, you should have left earlier to get to the grocery store if you've got a busy day ahead of you. You don't know what's around that bend. Anything so, can be around that bend.
Okay, so the idea, I want to explore some of these tougher sanctions and measures that people have, you know, in their mind today. It's 087 1400 106. But you think that you're better to give people a really hefty financial penalty rather than, you know, we'll say double penalty points. That would mean you could have the potential of losing your car, your licence, actually, a lot earlier.
Yes, no, because it's clear that people don't care if they lose their licence because only 20% of people actually surrendered it when told to surrender it. And people have been told to surrender their licences and went out in their car and killed someone. It was in the documentary on RTE Primetime. Surrendering their licences, maybe losing their licences, people don't care. If you give them a severe financial implication, that's when they're going to wake up and be like, I can't afford this. If they're fine, I'd be fine.
Okay, well, stay with us, Nikki. Mel is on the line as well. Mel, you've been listening to Nikki there. Like, is financial penalties, strong, stringent financial penalties, is that what we need?
Well, I mean, I think all the ideas are valid, like, you know, in which way you're going to punish people. But I think if you've no enforcement at any level, well, then you might as well be making up any rules. You could say, I'm going to fine you 10,000 for being caught speeding. But sure, if it's not enforced, who cares? There has to be enforcement. If I thought every time I was going out that there was a fair chance a guard was going to catch me doing something I shouldn't be doing, should we'd all drive like angels?
But you see, the thing is, I remember, Mel, I think from memory, was it last week? And they do it quite frequently. The guards roll out these slow down days where, you know, we here in the media get notification and media outlets tell the public that, you know, on Friday of the bank holiday, there's going to be the national slow down day. You see loads of guards and traffic corps that run and loads of the main roads and national roads across the country. And we get updates throughout the day about how many people are caught and the speed they're doing and what road they're on. And it's hugely effective. So, to your point about enforcement,
that's, you go back to the one you're talking about. That was last Friday. And the reason I know is because I drive for a living. I'm out on the road all day, right? Mm. Everywhere, all over the southeast. And I got home, I heard on the radio, you know, a guy, the usual headline story, someone's been caught doing 150k in a 50 zone. You know, you get one of them and all that kind of crack. But when I got home, I said to my wife, she was out as well. I said, did you see one guard? And I said, I didn't see one all day. Now, I'm not having a go with the guards in any shape or form. Mm. They have enough on their plate when they're trying to get out on the roads. I mean, it's not their fault at all. But I didn't see anyone. Now, that's anecdotal. I mean, maybe they were everywhere. I just didn't notice them. But if you enforce the laws, of all the rules we had now with the points, and like that lady was saying there, people are told to give up their license and they don't. So there's no enforcement. If it was all enforced to the letter of the law, there wouldn't be a crash on the road.
Okay.
If every rule was enforced. Obviously, it's hard to do that.
I have an interesting text here from somebody, an anonymous message, and they make the point that they work for the RPU, the Roads Policing Unit. And they say in the text today, we are still without an unmarked car for years now. These are a vital tool in detecting mobile phone use and dangerous driving. And until we are properly resourced with proper, decent cars, we're always going to be behind the curve. The quality of the patrol cars here, by comparison to the UK, it's farcical, says
this guy. Well, that's true, and it's not their fault. That's what I'm saying. It's not the road police or the guards. It's not their fault. If you're not under-resourced and you can't get out there and do it, sure, none of us could do it if that was the case. There wouldn't be any of us being able to enforce the laws.
So want more enforcement.
There's no point in giving out about, you know, why this is that. If there's no one there to do it, you know where the buck stops, where it normally stops, is with the government. But sure, look, we won't go down that route. That's another rabbit hole for a different day.
What about you, Tommy? You're in Greystones. What sort of tougher road safety measures do you think we need, given the fact that 64 people have died on the country's roads so far this year? That's 17 more than this time last year. And last year was cited as a really poor year when it came to road safety.
Well, hello, first off.
How are you?
I'm grand, thanks. Well, I have a slightly different point to make. Obviously, enforcement is important. But continually lowering speed limits because there's a crash in Donegal in the middle of the night, lowering speed limits in Dublin doesn't make sense to me. The cyclists, pedestrians and all seem to just do what they want. There's no sanction if they do something wrong. It's always, let's get the chap in the car, let's get the girl in the car. And I think it needs to be a much broader stroke than that. I think we have to look like, I'm not allowed to use a phone in my car, 100% right. Yes, I drive down the road and somebody will walk out in front of me looking at their phone. You know what I mean? Like, the rules of the road can't just apply to those of us who are driving cars. They have to apply to everybody. If it's actually on a dark night without a high-vis jacket, and we're supposed to see them.
There was uproar about that a couple of months ago. Do you remember?
Yeah, absolutely. Cyclists the same at night time. They're going to look, not all of them, but you see someone with a high-vis jacket, it's great, you can see them. Roads planning, there's a pedestrian crossing halfway down Esmond Street in Gorey. And you just, there's no clear way to it. So you can't see someone standing at it, if you know what I mean. So it has to be, you have to look at all people using the roads. It can't be just keep hitting the driver, the driver, the driver.
Okay.
I drive within the limits. Out in Delgany now, it's 30 kilometres an hour. So I'm driving through the village at 30 kilometres an hour the other day and a cyclist overtakes me. Do you know what I mean?
The argument would be that the cyclist is unlikely to injure you in the car.
That's correct, which is why cyclists themselves should be looking after their own affairs as well. Because if I hit a cyclist, he's the one in hospital, I have an insurance problem. Do you know what I mean? Like, we have to look at everybody on the road and say the rules apply to everybody.
Everybody. Okay, do you agree with that, Gerard? Or what sort of measures do you think we need?
We need an awful lot more guards out there, like, you know, because using a mobile phone in England, I think it's a 250 sterling fine. Second time round, it's a 500 sterling fine. But you have to repeat the driving test, you know?
This is in the UK, is this?
In the UK, will it happen here? I don't think so, you know what I mean? But
it's 120 euro here, isn't it? 120 euro and 3 points.
Yeah, well, in England, I think it's 250 sterling. 500 on the second offence, and you might have to repeat the driving test, you know?
No, it's sorry, crazy. I'm corrected. I'm told it's 60 euro is the fixed charge notice.
Oh, 160. For
apologies.
Yeah.
Sorry, hundreds. There is a fine and there's penalty points, but I suppose the question posed by some of the road campaigners earlier this morning, Gerard, is do we have a, like, are we, is there any fear at all of getting penalty points anymore?
No, definitely not. I mean, I see people texting on the M50 regularly, you know what I mean? And looking at their phones, you know what I mean? You often see trucks coming towards you with laptops opened up, looking at Google Maps, you know what I mean? It's crazy, you know? But look, at the whole, it's all about enforcement and lack of guards out there, you know? They can't be everywhere at once, I understand that, you know? But I mean, there's definitely, like, people have to start respecting the laws that we have. And they're not, like, you know what I mean? They're not. I mean, half the crashes on the M50 are caused by people lane jumping without indicating, you know what I mean? And it's dangerous driving. I mean, there should be a guard going northbound, southbound that every day.
Well, that's what that text from the guard, that's the point they made.
Driving. Sorry?
There's a text from a guard that I read out a little earlier from who works in the road unit or the traffic unit, and they make the point that they don't have the unmarked cars in a lot of cases, and that's what they need. They describe them as a sort of a vital tool in trying to catch dangerous driving and phone use.
Yeah, but they definitely, I don't want to hold you up. The guard should be on that road Monday to Friday, M50, going northbound, one going southbound, and doing people for dangerous driving Monday to Friday. You know what I mean?
But do you? The obvious problem in the roads is young people, says this texter. The vast majority are not speeding or driving irresponsibly. Limiters need to be added to cars for those driving under the age of 25. The knee-jerk response is to punish everybody for minor infractions. More traffic police, not more checkpoints, taking up everybody's time. Brenda Bulger is the owner of the Bulger School of Motoring in Kilkenny. Like, what measures, Brenda, you're training the next generation of drivers. I mean, like, what do you think we need? If nobody here seems to think there's any fear of penalty points anymore.
To be honest with you, I think we need to start shifting our whole chain of thought with it, because where we are when it comes to, like, driving and penalties for bad behaviours is just penalties for bad behaviours and punish, punish, punish. What we need to start doing is realising, you know, we have people out there. I had a young man spoke to yesterday. He got a quote of €4,200 for insurance on a car, which is outrageous. I know the insurance companies are legally obliged to give them a quote, but that seemed to be a go away, we don't want to insure you kind of a quote. And people give out then about having to pay for driving lessons and the cost of driving lessons. But if you offset pumping 4,000 into learning and good behaviours and knowledge and experience, you're going to have a reduced cost for insurance premiums because the drivers are better. And I don't agree that it is just learner drivers that are out there, because they're new, they're inexperienced, they do make mistakes, they will make mistakes. I'm experienced, I make mistakes when I drive every day. Mm-hmm. I'm conscious to try not to. But we do have an element where people are confident in their driving a little bit more than their skill level should allow them to be. And it is more experienced drivers at times that are far more reckless. It's the younger drivers that don't have enough experience behind them to be able to handle a scenario that they find themselves in, where an experienced driver can be a little bit more reckless, but still be able to react and think correctly when a scenario of danger is created on the road, where the young people lack that. And yes, we need to see more enforcement, because we can introduce all the laws we like.
Yeah.
But unless there's a presence out there that can enforce those laws and make people have a real fear of, I'm getting caught for this, I'm getting punished for this, I need to change how I'm driving in order for me to be safe on the road. And being on the road is a community effort for everybody.
But you see, everybody here has nearly, I think it was Mel that started and mentioned the point around enforcement, and Brenda, that that's what we need is just greater enforcement. But if we don't have the guards and the resources to do that, should we use speed vans? We use the private, like, why don't we have more speed vans out? Surely that'll solve the enforcement issue.
Well, I one of the catches I've always gotten, if you genuinely want to catch people who are speeding, put a speed van on the road and then put another one a kilometre down the road from it, because that second one will catch more than the first one every time. Every time. Hands down, the second one will catch more than the first, because you've got the thing where people are coming towards you and they think they're doing good because they're flashing you to tell you that the speed van is up ahead. But what real service are you doing by flashing somebody to let them know that the speed van is up ahead? You're getting them to slow down in that moment, in that space. That's no deterrent. They need to get caught. They need to feel there is a consequence for my action, and there's no feeling of that at the moment.
Keith is on the line as well, Brenda. Do you think the penalty point system as it is, Keith, does it go far enough?
Good afternoon, Andrea. I have to agree with your last caller there. A lot of things she said there, it's correct. The thing is, Andrea, it's all about attitude. Everyone knows they're not supposed to speed. Everyone knows they're not supposed to drink or drug drive. Everyone knows they're not supposed to, wear their safety belts. People are aware of it. There's been thousands spent in the last couple of years on education.
Mm.
The belief is people know it now. Years ago, you could say, I didn't know. My professional background is I work with the National Ambulance Service.
Okay.
So we deal with the consequences of road traffic collisions on a daily basis. And I also involved with a huge educational piece called the Lifesaver Project in Limerick with An Garda Síochána calling it to educate those young people. And your callers are right. The younger people aren't the problem. They know they're not supposed to do this. They're growing up with this. It's the older cohort who believe, I'll never get caught. So I'm doing it all along. I never see a guard on the road. And if you have the wrong attitude when you get behind the wheel of a car or get on a bicycle without a light or not wear a high visibility jacket and you believe you're not going to be hurt, it will be you that will suffer the consequences of that. People can't say they don't know anymore. Everyone knows we're not supposed to do this. But if you get behind the wheel of any vehicle with the wrong attitude, it's going to end. It's going to end tragically.
Yeah,
we see that on a daily basis.
It's funny. Yes, it's interesting, Keith, because there's quite a number of people getting in touch, making the point today about just in general our attitudes on the road, how we drive. And I think it's just kind of the general driving behaviour. Like, texter here says, complete disregard for other road users out there. Yes, we need more severe penalties. They can't even respect the green man light. Leave them without cars for a long time. People will learn. Another texter as well. I spend every day on the road, and the thing I see the most as I look at drivers passing is the amount that are actually looking down and looking down at their phones. When did the RSA with the guards ever run a campaign to check if people have phones connected to their car for information? 087 1400 106. Keep those WhatsApps coming into us. How do we try and introduce or even enforce what's there, the road safety measures on the roads at the moment, given the number of fatalities that have happened over the past 4 months?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.